The Vedic sages, it began with Ayurveda. The word Ayurveda means the knowledge of life. Ayu means life, and Veda means science, knowledge, and wisdom. Ayurveda provides the clearest possible roadmap, not to some distant, dreamed-of pinnacle of optimal health and a perfect life, but back to your own birthright. Vitality, joy, bliss. As the sages believed that the full unified practice of yoga and meditation must begin by grounding ourselves in the holistically supportive lifestyle embodied by Ayurveda, we can see how a lot of us in the West have these things backwards. Yoga, the spiritual practice that takes us to self-actualization, was a final destination, a journey to highest consciousness. While they overlap, Ayurveda is something more down to earth than yoga, the path to self-healing that strengthens, purifies, and balances the many aspects of body and mind, so that we may graduate onwards to a successful, unified yoga practice. Ayurveda and yoga are Vedic siblings who play most beautifully together. As you'll discover in this book, there's comprehensive Ayurvedic advice available for every imaginable facet of our lives, from oral hygiene to sexual activity, from digestion to sleep, and from mental disorder to chronic constipation. In Ayurveda and yoga, Sattva is celebrated as the highest energy, not as something to attain to, which is lofty, far-fetched, and impossibly aspirational, but the opposite, as something that's our natural path. Sattva is most keenly felt within the depths of our being, when we're as close as we can be to nature, our own, and that of the world all around us. We're approaching a new Galileo moment, a remembering of our wholeness. It will be akin to looking back as we do today and wondering how our ancestors ever believed the world was flat or the earth was the still centre of the universe around which everything moves. That last example, the font of Galileo's heresy when he expressed the Copernican view that the sun, rather than the earth, is central to the solar system, speaks to an egoistic tendency we have as humans.